In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This is the night. Those words we heard in the Exultet. This is the night that we experience the story of salvation. We hear the stories of creation, stories of deliverance, and promises of things to come. And then, with Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, we are faced with the open tomb and see the risen Christ. The promise of salvation is fulfilled, and after a long 40 days of Lent, finally we can say, Hallelujah! Now, salvation comes in many forms. As our Jewish friends just celebrated the Feast of the Passover, I am reminded that the story of God's salvation is not a unique one. It's not just something that is heard with Jesus and the resurrection. We heard in the sequence of readings leading up to the lights coming on, we heard the Passover story, the part of the Passover story at the Red Sea, God's people being delivered out of the hand of slavery. This reading is always read at the vigil. It is a reminder that our roots for this Easter season lie in the Passover. And as the collect reminded us, it is a reminder of the many signs and sacraments of salvation that we are given. Now, since the days of the early church, Easter has been the big day. Christmas got big later on, especially with giving of presents. But it wasn't originally like Easter. Easter was the day. In fact, Easter was so important that some of the earliest controversies in the church were about the date of Easter. When do we pinpoint it down? When should we celebrate the resurrection? Because it is so important. In fact, there are some scholars that even speculate that our date for Christmas is based on the date of Easter. They're a very complex calculation, I'm sure. But in the early church, this day had a special importance. Lent, as it is today, was a time of fasting. But unlike today, those who were not churched were sent away from the church during Lent to prepare for their baptism. And almost all people, whole families, old, young, grandparents and babies, were all baptized on Easter. This day has always been about salvation and the signs that we are given of that salvation. In a few moments, we will witness some of these signs. We will, as after the sermon, renew our own baptismal vows. And we will see at the time of communion someone receiving a first communion. Now, even though there is not a baptism tonight, the church says this night is so important as a reminder of our salvation that even if we don't baptize someone, we all should be reminded of those promises taken at our own baptism. These sacraments that we have are reminders of our salvation. For anyone who is taking confirmation class or has been in one, you will know that a sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace given by Christ as sure and certain means of receiving that grace. I hope I passed that test. And in these sacraments, we can see the outward and visible signs. We can see the water, or tonight the fire, the bread, the wine. We see all of you gathering together as the body of Christ, here to remember the risen body of Christ. These are just a few of those outward and visible signs. And those inward and spiritual graces are many. Baptism is the washing away of our sins and a new birth. In a few moments, you'll see as I bless the water, I'll say the words, "Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of the bondage in Egypt into the land of promise." Aha, there's a connection. "In it, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life." And so here we are given the story of salvation through the sign of water. We hear references to the story of how the people of God were saved through water in the parting of the Red Sea. But why is it so important at Easter? Why at Easter? Why would we talk about these signs of salvation? We should be talking about maybe other things like bunnies and eggs, or maybe something about Jesus. But we go on in the blessing of the water and say, "In it, we are buried with Christ in his death." You can imagine a scene at the riverside. Imagine an old Southern baptism, and somebody has gone out into the river. "In it, we are buried with Christ in his death," and the person goes down in the water. "By it, we share in his resurrection," and they come up. "Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit." Each and every one of us, by virtue of our baptism, we are following that path of Christ, that story that Christ lived. We are living the story of salvation. And this is all part of that salvation story, and you are in it. And then we come to the empty tomb. The thing for which we remember Easter, that narrative of the resurrection, it's a story we know well. I could almost see a tagline, like a banner ad if you're surfing the web, for something like a video. "The women go in early in the morning to visit Jesus' tomb, and you won't believe what happened next." But what did happen is pretty unbelievable. They encountered an empty tomb, an angel, and finally, the risen Christ. But there's something really strange about this story. The really odd part about this story is that it is the single most important event to ever happen to humanity, and almost nobody even noticed. Probably a few people in the region felt the earthquake, and the soldiers saw the angel. But outside of a small band of followers, these signs went mostly unseen. And yet, these signs changed everything. This is what these signs point toward. This is what the empty tomb, the angel, and the risen Christ all point toward. These signs point toward the salvation of the world. And they point toward the salvation of you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me. Our salvation Our salvation has been given by Christ, conquering death and the grave, and has given us a place in his kingdom. And so this is the night. This is the night when God brought our forebears, the children of Israel, out of the bondage in Egypt and led them through the Red Sea on dry land. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from the gloom of sin and are restored to grace and holiness of life. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell and rose victorious from the grave. This is the night of our salvation. Amen.